Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloane to the basket. Out to Onwaz. Sloane in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloane wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Wow, they got exactly what they wanted. They got their leading scorer open in the corner. And this time, he delivered. David Sloane.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast. We are joined by new WBBL recruit Kirsty Brown. Kirsty, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So the Cal Poly grad joins the Gladiators after a rookie season at WBBL with rivals Leicester Riders, where not only did her impressive domestic form catch the eyes of the league, but also earned her a call-up to the GB squad during various windows throughout the season. So Kirsty, how did you find your first season playing over here?
I loved it. I mean, I'm from the UK originally, so it was nice to be back. I haven't been back since 2016, so it was about 7 years. So it was nice to just be back, see a bunch of family. They were able to see me play live, which they've never been able to watch before, which was super cool. I was fortunate. I had a really great team, great teammates, great coaching staff, great place to live. So for my first year, I mean, I really don't have many complaints. It was very good for my first year.
obviously you said that when you said you left. I read that you left Scotland when you were six.
Yes.
And you still got family here. But so how much are you looking forward? Obviously, you got to play in front of your family down in Leicester, but how much are you looking forward to be able to play back in Scotland?
I'm super excited. I think the most family I had at any games was when we came up to play Caledonia, which was super fun. But now there'll be even more because we'll obviously have a lot more home games, so a lot more opportunities for them to come and watch because most of my family is in Scotland. I'm very, very excited.
Do you think you'll get a Scottish accent back?
I kind of hope so. I always wish that I'd been able to get it because I was so young when I left that it just kind of went away automatically.
Of course.
School. So, and everyone always says like, oh, can you do the accent? And I can't. So I really hope I get at least a little bit of a twang back just because I think that'd be really cool.
Fair enough. I've got the guy I was talking to you before we started recording from Canada. He moved to Canada in his mid-20s and he's lost his full Scottishness. He speaks.
Really?
He's full Canadian. He's very positive speaking compared to us now.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's mad. But anyway, so you're obviously, as we say, called up to GB. How was that experience and what did it mean for you, obviously, with your family originating from here and, yeah, for the first time?
Yeah, it was amazing. I had tried to reach out for the under-20s or maybe even the under-18s back my freshman year of college and just didn't pan out. So it wasn't something that I was really expecting to happen when I came over last year. So then obviously to get that call from Chema back in, I think it was like October time, was super exciting. And then the experience of just being there and meeting all the girls, playing with them, learning from Chema, learning from the other girls, and then obviously getting to travel and play these other countries was just more than I really could have imagined. And then obviously again to be invited back again in February and then for the Eurobasket window was amazing. And I feel like even though, you know, that's pretty short windows compared to the entire year, I feel like I really did learn so much. And to get to play with girls at such a high caliber is something that you don't get to do all the time. So I had so much fun, made so many new friends, but, you know, for the most part, or the biggest part, I guess, was just learning and really experiencing such a high level of basketball.
So obviously in those windows and obviously later or before the last one of Eurobasket, you got to play with some of the girls who are on the Gladiators roster. You obviously played with and against people like Chantel last season. What's she like as an opponent? And then obviously when you've been away with her in GB windows?
I'll say she's very different as an opponent as she is a teammate. But I think once we had already played in that first window together and then we proceeded to play against each other after that, she just knew, you know, which buttons to push for me and what to say as an opponent. But, you know, just that's part of the game and that's how it goes. And it was all love after the game and everything. So I think that's huge. And it just shows how great of a person she is. And she's obviously very competitive, as am I. So it's fun. It just makes those games so much more fun to know people, know how competitive they are and be able to just kind of go head to head, but then still be friends afterwards and be able to joke about everything that happened.
So as you said, at the end of the kind of regular season over here, you were involved in the kind of GB pre-Eurobasket stuff. How has your summer been, and how has it been compared to other summers?
It has been hectic for sure. I think that I was with GB for, I think, a little under a month, because I went to Czech Republic and I went to France, but I didn't make the final 12 to go to Slovenia. But I was there, I think, pretty much from like the very end of May to kind of like middle of June. So that was a lot of fun. It was a long time, but it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it was a new group of girls, so that was really cool. But since then, it's been pretty hectic. My family was really fortunate and were able to come out for about 3 weeks. They flew out June 30th and stayed until July 18th. We had planned a big trip back in June 2020 to go out and see all our family and, you know, just do a bunch of sightseeing kind of stuff. And obviously COVID happened, so that kept getting pushed back year after year. But finally, 2023, we were able to do it. So it was really nice to see them. I obviously hadn't seen them. My family was able to come out a couple times during the year, but my youngest sister I hadn't seen since I left in August. So it was really nice to be able to see her and see the whole family, spend a bunch of time with them, and then came back here and I was home for a couple days. And then I've been down in my college town for the last week and went all the way down to LA over the weekend. So really just been bouncing around all over the place, trying to jump in, you know, work out, do trainings when I can, see all my people and do everything like that. So it's been quite a busy summer. I will say I haven't had a summer that's been quite as busy as this before.
I mean, it just leads into the fact that you're all over here very shortly. So when the Gladiators first kind of reached out and contacted you, what excited you about the kind of full project?
I think just the advancements that they're putting in both on the men's and the women's side, I think is huge. You can tell that, you know, as a club, they're really invested in both sides and growing the game and really building the community around Caledonia and around the Gladiators themselves. So I think that is just huge for me. And it's just really exciting to see, because, you know, I think there's so much growth that can happen, especially in the women's side of the game, and to just see everything that they're putting into it and the trust that they have in us as players to set up that good example, play great basketball and keep that growth going, I think is massive.
So obviously I'm going to use the word exodus, but there's not obviously just yourself coming from Leicester. You've got Hannah, but also then Pat Whelan. What should we expect from those two as well?
Great things for sure. I mean, obviously I love Hannah, played with her this whole season. She has been one of my closest friends throughout the whole season. We were able to do GB and everything together and just really bonded. Also, both being from Scotland originally was huge for us, but she works so hard. She really leaves everything out on the floor. So it's going to be great for her. And Patrick too. I mean, he's great. He's pretty much the same as Hannah in my eyes. Like, he's always out there. He's always doing what needs to be done. They're both lights out shooters. So expect a lot of threes from both of them for sure. And just, they're just great people, so that they'll be active, you know, in the community, be friendly, always willing to talk to people. So both great eggs.
Yeah, and I think Hannah in that kind of first Eurobasket game, I say she's the one that made she changed the kind of course of the game with her defense when she came on that kind of second quarter. She made a massive difference in that game that they want to win.
Absolutely. 100% agree.
So, as you said, you're back home in the States, traveling around, seeing all your people, as you put it. But when you were over here in the UK, you came up, you saw PlaySport and had a look around. What was your kind of first impressions of the facility? And obviously it was in the process of getting like finalized as a basketball, I suppose, venue as well.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, we took the train in from Glasgow and walked from the train station, and we were just walking up. And I mean, I was with my parents and my siblings, and we were all just kind of like, eyes just opened super wide, and we were like, whoa, like, this is huge. And seeing like all the other, like the cafe and the golf and everything that they have right around there, it was so cool. My expectation was just going to be like basketball court. So to see all the other little parts of it as well were super cool. And then I was able to, you know, meet a lot of the staff and go into the offices and meet everyone. Everyone was so welcoming, so friendly, and just made me even more excited to get to come in and actually spend time with everyone and start getting to work. So excited to play in the arena. I mean, it looks amazing. So I can't wait to see the finished product.
So obviously with yourself, Hannah, Lakin, people have been around the W before. We've seen the kind of Gladiators really step up their recruitment this offseason. Where do you see Kirsty Brown fitting into the rotation, and how would you describe your game for people that maybe haven't got to watch you?
Oh, that's a great
question.
That's
a big question. That's a big question.
It's a big question for sure. I think it is hard to answer without seeing everybody in person and like kind of picking up on everybody's style of play and everything. But I know my style of play. I know I go hard. I think I pride myself on my defense. And I think that that is going to be a huge thing for me, my communication, my defense, and just my hustle overall. I think I like to do the little things that a lot of people don't like to do. And I'm not, I don't necessarily like look at my game based off stats, because I know I'm not the person, you know, that's going to go out and score 30 points a game and everything, but whatever the team needs for me on a certain day in a certain game is what I'm willing to do, and what I'll do everything I can to complete whatever my role is for the game. So I think just a lot of energy, a lot of hustle. I'm very loud, so expect to hear me a lot for sure. but yeah, I'm just excited to see everybody kind of fit together.
And can I continue on that kind of the Gladiators project? But I think it was almost the same day or the day before they announced your signing. Obviously, their ambitions by confirming their participation in Europe, playing in Euro Cup. As a player, the opportunity to play at that kind of level must be pretty high. So yeah, how excited are you to kind of be able to compete against not only obviously domestically, but against other clubs across Europe?
I'm super excited. I think it's going to be a challenge for sure, but it's going to be worth it. And I think everybody is going to be willing to put in the effort to really go out and make a name for ourselves. You know, London obviously has done really well the past couple of years, and we're ready to keep showing that the WBBL is here. They're ready to compete, and we're able to play at that level and not let people kind of, you know, think they can walk all over us. We're going to go out and we're going to put up a fight.
Kirsty, this has been awesome. Thank you very much for giving me your time, and good luck with the move. I was going to say the move over to Scotland, but I'm going to say the move back home as such. So yeah, thank you for joining me on the Gladcast.
Thank you so much for having me.